was hit in the head, and there was a lot of blood.
A man in the crowd was killed, two others critically injured. Trump was grazed in the ear. I was shot with a bullet that pierced the upper part of my right ear, he later posted. I knew immediately that something was wrong and that I heard a whizzing sound, shots, and immediately felt the bullet ripping through the skin. Much bleeding took place, he added, so I realized then what was happening.
ABC News correspondent Josh Einiger in Pennsylvania, the gunman killed by Secret Service, which now say they're reexamining security plans for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee this week. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. People have been seeing the stars at the historic Yerkes Observatory near Lake Geneva for 125 years. Now, it's taking on a whole new meaning. Mark Richardson explains.
After the University of Chicago transferred ownership to the Yerkes Future Foundation in 2020, the venue added poet laureates, Grammy winners, NASA sculptors, Pulitzer Prize-winning authors, and composers and artists to the astronomy program. Walt Chaddick, Yerkes Director of Programs, says people are just beginning to get used to the transition.
Yes, we are doing classic observing. Yes, we're doing research. Yes, we have interns and astrophysicists and astrophotographers on staff. But we were kind of become this peculiar center that is connecting astronomy to art.
Located just outside of Milwaukee, the observatory has been in use since 1887 and has been used over the years by astronomers, astrophysicists, and other scientists to explore the cosmos. The grounds include the observatory, laboratories, workshops, and libraries, with walking trails around the grounds' 50-acre site. Chaddick says artists have tapped the center's collection of 175,000 photographic glass plates with images of the cosmos.
I've seen people go up to those photographs and go, ugh, modern art. And then they start to read the captions next to the pieces, and they go, whoa, that's a constellation I know.
The observatory has been used by famous scientists such as Albert Michelson, Edwin Hubble, Carl Sagan, and Albert Einstein. The observatory is open to the public Thursdays through Mondays for tours and exhibits. Visiting the grounds is free. Reservations for tours and special events can be made online at yerkesobservatory.org. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Mark Richardson.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers let one slip away.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers blew a 5-0 lead as the Nationals chipped away and came back to win 6-5 Saturday at AmFam Field. What will this young Brewers team learn from this one? Manager Pat Murphy.
Well, they got to go through it. You know, it's Major League Baseball. It's hard to get a Major League win. You got to play every pitch, and this is what you learn from. Nobody expected us to get out of the gate. We've said it a million times. Not going to apologize for it. You know, like nobody expected. With all the injuries, all the adversity, we get out there, we race out there, and now we're facing it.
NBA action underway in Las Vegas. The Bucks' Marjan Beauchamp on how he felt in his first summer league game of the season.
Yeah, the first quarter, I thought I came out aggressive, just try to, you know, bring your energy at first. And, you know, and as the game goes on, you know, you get a little tired, get a little fatigued. That's because, like, my legs weren't under me and I didn't feel right. And, yeah, I just got to clean that up a little bit. And, yeah, I just try to, you know, just try to be aggressive and, you know, take the shots they give me.
The Bucks losing to the Bulls 96-89 with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see some showers and storms early, then mostly sunny skies developing. High temperatures today will warm to the lower 90s, but the heat index will be in the upper 90s. Our winds turning to the northwest. Some late night storms overnight. Right now it's 67.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, joining us next time as we're live from Wisconsin Media Row at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee along with Trigby Olson. You don't want to miss it. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. From the norm, just a little.
Good morning, everybody. The music of the stars is on the air. WRJN, the Civic Media Radio Network. And it's the middle of July. Does that get you thinking? Does me. Where do we go from here? Julie London.
Cloudy morning. Dark as night. Tops of buildings. Lost from sight. Spring was nowhere to be seen. The trees in Central Park were anything but green. And then that cloudy morning
on that. David Raxon wrote this. He wrote Laura as well. Story about this. Seamy side of Hollywood. I didn't surprise you, did I? Spielberg told David Raxon some decades ago, that's the most beautiful theme I ever heard for movies. And the decades rolled by, and when they met again, he said, David, that's one of the most beautiful themes I've ever heard. David, what happened to... Sunday.
Rain falling from the sky like lonely tears through misty
to hurry by, praying that a new tomorrow will put the sun back in the sky. Please rain, wash away my tears, so when that sun appears, I'll see my
Albert on Capitol. Foster on alto.
Laura is the face in the misty light. Footsteps that you hear down the hall. A laugh that floats on a summer night that you can never quite belong. On the train that is passing through, thank you.
Jackson. I happened to be on the air the day he passed. A lot of girls named after that song. Miklos Raja. Double Indemnity. With Wisconsin's own Fred McMurray. Fred's quite a sax player. Arnhem Band.
Smart insurance man, aren't you, Mr. Neff?
Well, I've been at it 11 years.
Doing pretty well?
It's a living.
You handle just automobile insurance or all kinds?
All kinds. Fire, earthquake, theft, public liability, group insurance, industrial stuff, and so on right down the line.
Accident insurance?
Accident insurance? Sure, Mr. Dietrichson. Would you tell me what's engraved on that anklet?
Just my name.
As for instance?
Phyllis?
Phyllis, huh? I think I like that.
But you're not sure.
I'd have to drive it around the block a couple of times.
Mr. Neff, why don't you drop by tomorrow evening around 8:30? He'll be in then.
Who?
My husband. You were anxious to talk to him, weren't you?
Yeah, I was, but I'm sort of getting over the idea, if you know what I mean.
There's a speed limit in this state, Mr. Neff. 45 miles an hour.
How fast was I going, officer?
I'd say around 90.
Suppose you get down off your motorcycle and give me a ticket.
Suppose I let you off with a warning this time.
Suppose it doesn't take.
Suppose I have to whack you over the knuckles.
Suppose I bust out crying and put my head in your shoulder.
Suppose you try putting it on my husband's shoulder.
That tears it. Eight 8:30 tomorrow evening, ma'am.
That's what I suggested.
You be here, too?
I guess so. I usually am.
Same chair, same perfume, same anklet.
I wonder if I know what you mean.
I wonder if you wonder.
We'll be right back.
best true crime movies ever made, one of the best film noirs ever produced, maybe Barbara Stanwyck's best movie, Fred McMurray's best film, the best movie ever to have a lead character named Phyllis. You get the point. It's good. From Paramount in 1944, co-written and directed by Billy Wilder, Double Indemnity.
Fred with the Gus Arnheim Coconut Grove Orchestra, 1930. Right around the time he was at the Twin Lakes Ballroom. There's a story there. Kenosha people used to travel out the Twin Lakes on the old KD line, branch of the Northwestern Railway. There and met Fred, and they struck up a, I don't know if it was a romance. He went to the Kenosha Theater quite a bit. Fred didn't have a car, so he had to borrow Carl Rademacher's pickup truck. Fred developed into a first-rate actor in so many different genres. Thank you.
was from Roberta,
That's Roberta, too.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. You know, Fred McMurray was in that show?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was with the California Collegians.
Yeah.
And borrowed my high hat and a cane to make a test for Paramount. And I said, well, you know, because they tested me in 1930, and I thought, he'll never handle this kid, you know. And he came back a couple of weeks, he said, can I borrow it again? They asked me for some more film. I said, sure, but have it back for the show, which he did, you know. Came to me about 2 weeks, he says, I'm going to California. I said, no kidding. I said, they'll kill him out there. What do they know about oranges out there? They'll never, you know, they don't know anything about talent. I was so mad because they didn't buy me, you know. And he went out there, and about 5 months later, I was walking down Broadway on the way to the theater. I looked up at the Paramount sign. It said, Claudette Colbert and the Gilded Lily with Fred McMurray. I almost fell in the sewer, you know? This guy was featured in his first film, and I couldn't wait for the show to get over to run into to see that thing, see how bad he was, you know?
Yeah.
And he was great. He was just great. The next picture, Carol Lombard, hands across the table. He was just fabulous, and he went on and on and on, you know? Till the day he almost talks to me. No.
Would be a lovely day.
Skylark, have you anything to say to me? Won't you tell me where my love can be? Is there a meadow in the mist where someone's waiting to be kissed? Skylark, have you seen a valley green with spring, where my heart can go a journey? Over the shadows and the rain, to a blossom covered lane. And in your lonely flight, haven't you heard the music in the night? Wonderful music, faint as the will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy serenading the moon. Skylark, I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me
there? This is Jack Jones. Kind of a tribute to Tony Bennett. Civic Media Radio Network, and around the world at civicmedia.us. Music, Downtown Racine, music fun. Starts Friday, July 19th, downtown, Music in the Monument. Tables and chairs provided, or bring your own. Downtown restaurants open. Summertime rhythm. Let loose. July 19th starts at 4:30 Central. Runs till 7. Check out downtownracine.com. And we WTR, Racine's home for local news. Timeless hits. WRJN. The Naked City.
Today is just another day. Tomorrow is a guess. But yesterday, oh, what I'd give for yesterday.
Favorite. Loved it so much, he named his daughter Joanna. Thank you. music of the stars. WRJN, Civic Media. Steve Lawrence.
It was just a passing thing. I dug her and she dug me. Nothing binding. So it came as no surprise when she left without goodbye. I didn't mind it. Like I heard it said a hundred times. All is fair.
What am I crying for?
Stand by for news and weather on the Music of the Stars. We're on till high noon every Sunday. Started November 5th here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Lou Regani, your host. Our torch hour. This is music from Ray Milland's Oscar-winning Lost Weekend. Always liked Ray Milland's work. He did sci-fi. Yeah, he was in Battlestar Galactica. He did horror. Silly thing called The Man with Two Heads. And Rosie Grier, his co-star. If you have nothing else to do, well. Stars, Doris Day.
Wonder if you're ever lonely. Wonder if you ever cry. Wonder if the one who holds you loves you half as much as I. They say we'll heal a heartache. Wonder if it's really true. Wonder if you know I'm crying my heart out for you. As time they say will heal a heartache. Wonder if it's really true. Wonder if you know I'm crying my heart out.
Stick around. We're going to the outdoor. Watch that big screen light up. Did you know that now you can see outdoor movies, if the investment is made, in the daytime? I'm not kidding. It's called an LED screen, like you see on the highways. Only it's illegal to show movies on the highways. Too distracting, they say. And they're right. But parked there on a mosquito-y summer night. Or summer afternoon. Or any afternoon. Some drive-ins around here and there. Nicholas Raja, The Strange Love of Martha Ivers. Kirk Douglas, First Picture.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.